You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Stone and Chris Pimlott on this edition, looking ahead to Thursday's racing. And what a week we have in store on Town Moor. Are you looking forward to it, Pimus?
Oh, I am indeed. I mean, gosh, here at William Hill we've got a massive input, obviously. Can't think of that word I was going to use there.
What?
Something in the William Hill St Ledger. I think we'll start that again.
Sponsoring?
No, but...
Culminating.
Culminating, that's the one.
No, we're keeping this in, Pimus.
Okay,
all right. We're keeping this in. I want listeners to know what I have to put up with on a daily basis.
Exactly, yeah. Culminating in the William Hill St Ledger. Yeah, or whatever. That big race on Saturday. Over a mile and six.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. So, yeah, happy days. If I can get my tea sorted out, we're going to have a wonderful podcast.
Lovely.
Ahead of us. Yeah.
We're going to focus on Thursday's racing on this edition of the podcast, and we're going to focus on two of the big races on Thursday.
Yeah.
What?
But I've just been thinking.
Yes, that's always dangerous.
Normally, like at York, the Ebor meeting, Thursdays, Ladies' Day.
Mm.
Tomorrow, on the Town Moor, Gentleman's Day.
Mm.
And our very own Lancashire Hot Pot, Bobby Beavers, is like hosting it. The best dressed gentleman on Town Moor. How good is that?
There you go.
I wonder if any of our William Hill colleagues will be donning their best outfits.
They may well be.
They could well be, couldn't they?
Are you going at all?
No.
Are you not?
No.
Not invited.
I couldn't get a suit from Mother Care to fit me.
He's only little, isn't he?
Exactly.
We're going to focus on the William Hill May Hill Stakes at 2:25 on Thursday and the Park Hill Stakes, which is coming up at 3 o'clock. Two pretty good contests, two Group 2s. For the fillies, maybe Gentleman's Day, but we've got fillies and mares everywhere. Fillies Nursery to kickstart the card, fillies and mares in the second, fillies and mares in the third, and the fifth is the Silk Series Lady Riders Handicap.
Oh, girl power on tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Excellent stuff. Maybe Bobby's got the wrong day.
Possibly. Nothing would surprise me.
Exactly, exactly.
The 2:25 then, the May Hill Stakes, over a mile, and this is difficult to get a handle on, really, because you've got plenty that come here boasting pretty smart form. You get a few that arrive here very unexposed, having had just the one run, and in some cases, the one win.
Yeah, indeed. Very, very intriguing. Group 2. Again, there's two dams in here that's something you would never want to do in your life.
Oh, no. What's that?
Okay. The Dam of Dubai Beauty is Mini Dress.
Yes.
So never wear one of them.
Okay.
And the Dam of Sandshare.
Yes.
Is Shared Account.
Also dangerous.
You definitely do not want to do that. Okay. So there's two things in life don't do, little fella. Yeah. No mini dresses, no shared accounts.
Right.
Now, this Dubai Beauty, daughter of Frankel, he's standing third in the Stallions list at the moment, with far few runners than the likes of Galileo and Dubawi. The mum, Mini Dress, she ran only four times. She won on her debut at Newmarket. She was listed place, so she was a decent filly in her own right. Had a mark of 97, and obviously she was very impressive on her debut at Newmarket, and I would imagine there's an awful lot more to come from her. Colm O'Donoghue, I think, maybe having his first ride for Saeed Bin Sarur tomorrow afternoon. She certainly is a player, and I think the same applies to Sandshare there. Again, she's a daughter of Oasis Dream. He stands 23rd in the Stallions list at the moment. Again, her damn, should I say, shared account was French bred, and again, she was placed in listed company as well. So again, dams fairly useful. Two very, very good sires. And I'm thinking that there might just be a bit of progression to come from either of one of those two. Obviously, the ones that we've seen on a number of occasions, Accordance is very interesting for Mark Johnson and Frankie Dettori. And the other one I thought could be interesting was the Magnetic Charm, trained by William Halligas, who again has shown good form. A little bit disappointing last time in a group through at Goodwood behind Accordance, but I think, again, possibly could be a little bit more to come from her. But if you're going to pin me down to a selection, I'm looking for Dubai Beauty.
Okay. Who currently, as we record this at about 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, is the 7-2 market leader. It's 5-1 Peachtree. Sanchair is 13-2. 7-1 Accordant. Magnetic Charm 8s and 10s and bigger the remainder. But it's a typically wide open renewal, I'd say, of the William Hill Mayhill Stakes, which of course was won last year by Lawrence, and of course she's gone
say
on
no
to
more. Say no more
to
you
win
fella.
Everything. So
fabulous.
And worth noting, if you are following that, well, not the form, but Carl Burke trained that winner, and he goes with Divinity for Cheveley Park this time around. And she brings, well, she comes here off the back of two wins.
She does, yeah. She's
done much
nice
wrong.
Form. Yeah. Obviously, she would more than likely need to up a game on official ratings.
Yes.
But you wouldn't put that out the equation either.
No, definitely not. Okay, so Dubai Beauty was it who got the nod?
It was indeed.
Okay. The 3 o'clock is the Park Hill Stakes, over a mile and six. Fillies and mares in action here once again. And Stamina, the order of the day in this one. Palaster is currently the 7-4 market leader, 9-4 for Horseplay. God Given, 5-1 with Sizzling. Isabel de Urbina, 16s, 20s for Galmali. And Flattering is 25-1, Pimmers.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Philly St. Ledger. This is basically their St. Ledger.
Yeah.
Over the mile and six trip. Interesting race. Obviously, Pilaster is the favourite. She's been in great form this season. Has a £3 penalty to Burden, which is a little bit concerning. But again, she's going the right way. You'd imagine that the step-up in trip is not going to be an issue for her. And this daughter of Nathaniel is certainly going to be a major player. As I say, been in good form of late, and confidence is sure to be sky high. Of the others, Horseplay is interesting. I'm sure stepping up to a mile and six for her will certainly be a big, big bonus. Again, Ocean Murphy can do no wrong at this moment in time. He has a good rapport with this daughter of Cape Cross, and definitely Horseplay will be in the mix. And the other one you've got to also think about is Sizzling, who, again, has been sizzling of late. Last couple of wins have shown her to be a filly on an upward curve. And again, she needs to up her game tomorrow afternoon. But I don't think there's any reason why she can't do that. And again, she's got to be a major player. How strong the O'Brien Yard's going at the minute? A little bit topsy-turvy by his high standards. But definitely feel that Sizzling could be an interesting one. And she's a daughter of Galileo. But the selection's going to be, and we're not having any of it here in Studio 69, Horseplay.
Okay. You really slammed your pen down there. That was, you fancy that one, didn't
you?
Oh,
I fancy this one strong. I broke my finger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the trip's the key to her.
Okay. Does have to concede quite a bit of weight, though.
That's
to the 3-year-olds.
But again, you'd expect that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. One to throw at you at a bit of a price would be Isabel de Urbina. Cheap pieces on for the first time, quite simply, because Rafe Beckett loves this race. Won it 2 years ago with Simple Verse at 3-1. Won it last year with Alyssa at 25-1. So although this is going to be a bigger price, it showed last year. That's no bad thing.
Oh, no, that's right. And again, you know, she's a listed winner in the past. You'd imagine that this trip's not going to be an issue. I think the interesting thing is they popped the cheek pieces on her for the first time tomorrow afternoon. That just might help her concentrate that little bit more. And you'd imagine that, Rafe Beckett has had this race in mind for her for quite some time. As I say, the only slight concern for me would be that on official ratings, she just has a little bit to find.
Like the Burke horse in the previous race, I suppose.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, but plenty of nice fillies and mares going to post in those two races. Plenty of nice horses going to post through the week on Tanmore. Make sure you stay tuned to William Hill Racing Radio for all of the live action from Doncaster. It's going to be a busy week of things. What are your two selections for Thursday, Pimmers?
Yeah, Thursday we're going in the William Hill and Mayhill Stakes. The selection is Dubai Beauty. And in the Philly St. Ledger, the Park Hill Stakes run at 3 o'clock. The selection's going to be Horseplay.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.